Blog Talk Radio.
That man would say, go skywalking on the haters. We got to skywalk on them haters, man. And you know, sis, the biggest hater I know is the devil. You hear me? That man would be busy as a mug. But as I was rapping to my co-host before we got on, you know, big man told me, hey, Slim, chill out. I'm in control mm-hmm. of this. I got this. You understand me? They can say this, say that, do this, do that, but it all depends on me. All right? So, yeah, you go ahead and do what I told you you going to do, and everything going to be all right. You know what I'm talking about? I hate to start the show off with that inspirational moment like that, y'all. I know I throw a lot of people off, too. A lot of folks off with it, but I just felt the need. And y'all know us here at Kale's Corner. When the feeling hit, that's what we roll with. You know what I'm talking about?
There you go.
Sir, this is, since we call Thursday our Thursday-Friday show, we can call this one our Monday-Tuesday. Can we call this Monday-Tuesday?
Let's do it.
And with that being said, happy Monday, Tuesday, Carl. I know you like, I can't stand him.
Gracious.
It's our Monday, Tuesday. You know what I'm
talking about?
Yes, it is. We got a lot of gifts to unwrap for you guys. We're going to talk about the World Series. Everything is set and waiting to go down on Friday between the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia mm-hmm. Phillies. Yeah, I'm talking about. We're gonna have a quick discussion on how the Astros won and how the Phillies won, and what do we think they're going to do? Each respective team is going to do once this World Series actually kicks off. We're going to talk about the latest news in this young NBA season. I'm going to tell y'all, honestly, I'm not going to say there isn't news, because there is news, but it's all about Westbrook, you know, and I don't know about you guys, and I realize we here at Kale's Corner have a duty and a responsibility when it comes to the news, but I am so sick of this Westbrook thing and how everything is being thrown on him. And I mean, the team is only what, 3-4 games in, and the way that they're just blanketing Westbrook with everything that could go wrong. I mean, the dude in the cafeteria ain't make the grilled cheese sandwiches right. Westbrook had something to do with what the hell? Westbrook, talk about the grilled cheese sandwiches. So, you know, we're gonna try to stay up on that and everything. Best we can. Yeah, y'all be patient with us, with this NBA season, you know. I don't know exactly what is what or what's going to happen with it, but we'll know once everything gets down and the nitty gritty gets started. They're talking about And for a subject that we all love and can't wait, Lady T reveals the week 7 winner of Lady T's Picks. Somebody won this week. I ain't even going to jump out there and say me no more. I ain't doing it. He did it.
Me
because I'm too disappointed week in and week out. So whoever won, hey, congratulations to you. We will discuss the weekend of the football season. That was week 7. The wins, the losses, the surprises, the different situations that came together and made this week 7. It's a few to a couple of little situations out there, I'm telling you, that I really want to discuss with you guys. So, you know, you guys, that pretty much will be today's programming, you know. So we're going to have a lot, because like I said, we're going to discuss the Astros and the Phillies in the World Series. We don't have a whole lot of basketball to get into as of yet, so we'll just breeze through that. And Lady T, I want her to take her time with her revealing of the picks, and then we'll discuss this week 7 in the NFL. You can join us on Facebook Live at Tales Corner with Lady T and the Online Corner crew. Also, you can join us live in studio, myself, DMV Kale, my co-host, Lady T, at 563-999-3782. Join in and enjoy the show. 5 p.m. Yeah. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. All right. Lady T.
What's going on, bro?
Hey, man, everything is beautiful. Girl, my hard-headed dog, T, I think I got him trained. T. Listen.
Okay.
I just opened his cage, opened the door to his cage, and said, night, night. He looked at me. He just put his head down and walked in his cage. I was like, yeah, man, Reese is in here, chest bumping, high fiving, and everything, y'all. Yeah. I mean, you just thought I just won the Super Bowl, for real.
My goodness.
I'm trying to tell you, girl. I'm trying to, because he's hard headed, y'all. Yeah. He's hard headed as don't know what, man. And you know.
Yeah.
Just like kids. You know, I find myself saying, no, Ghost. Sit down, Ghost. Stop, Ghost. And look, I had an old write-up book for Gordon and Mack Electric came on yesterday. That Bama done ripped the notebook through his cage. That tore all the pages, papers that was there. But I mean, but they were old and not of use, so I wasn't upset about it. But I was like, yeah. And my son just looked at me and said, Dad, is it time to get rid of him yet? I'm like, son, stop trying to get rid of my dog, man. We're not going to get rid of my dog. And he's like, I don't know. I think it's time to go ahead and get rid of him. Everybody said, just open the door. Just open the back door and let him out. I was like,
my man
tired of him. Yeah. He is disgusted with the dog. But, hey, I told him, I said, if somebody try breaking this junk, you're going to be happy as I don't know what that he is here. Because he will show all of his worth if something like that was to occur. I told you about Big Boy. The last time Big Boy came over my house, he was feeling kind of good, you know what I'm saying? And he talking about something, man, I'm going to pet that dog before I leave here. And I'm like, he ain't nothing like that puppy that you saw, Tree. He ain't nothing like that puppy no more. Nah, he. Now I can understand you looking at him and saying, I ain't messing with that. No, I ain't messing with him at all. But he Big Boy stuck his hand down too and tried to rub his head. And that barber, he parched him, Big Boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and know.
Go ahead, pet me. I'm okay. You're okay. Yeah, you love dogs. Dogs love you too. As soon as Big Boy got close, that barber said, Big Boy was like, man, get that maniac away from me. I was like, boy, I told you to leave him alone. Not try, don't bother him. Don't try to pet him. He ain't that type of dog. But yeah. But hey, listen, he's listening, Treece. That's the whole thing to all of this. He's listening.
Okay.
You know what I mean? To me. I tell him to sit down. He's sitting down. I tell him to eat. He's eating. I say drink. He's drinking water. You know, when I put the harness on him and everything and take him outside, as soon as he's in the grass, and he smells the air in his nose, he boops. You hear me? He boops and he urinates. So I'm like, okay, bet. It is working. You know, they say, give your dog 5 minutes a day and they'll have everything that you want them to do down pat within that 5 minutes. And I'm here to tell y'all that is the truth. That is the absolute truth. I ain't saying he's all the way trained yet. I ain't saying he's all the way there yet. But he's far from where he was, man. Hey.
I got you.
I pat myself on the back for that because it's been worth. It's been real worth. But, yeah. How them grandbaby kids? You know, the other day when we was on the phone and I heard you talking to your grandbaby, she gave me so much life. She said, baby, gave me. Every time I hear her talking, she just gives me life, but she gave me so much life that day. I forgot what I was talking about, but she just sounded so cute, and I was like, oh, you know, the older I get, I'm telling you, the more of a sucker I am when it comes to these babies, man. Yeah, man. I'm like, what is this discharge from my eyes? What is she going on?
She said, Grandma, you about to be on the show? She said, Grandma, you about to do the show? I said, yeah, she put her head down. Then she go to Papa.
Oh.
Papa, you want to come too? And then, that means she ain't going to have nobody to talk to. Then she go to her dad. I said, look, just go right here. She said, I'm going to be quiet.
Oh.
She said, I'm going to be quiet.
Y'all can see that baby. That baby is so cute. She is so cute. Darius, kudos, bruh. Kudos. That baby is so cute. She is so cute. She is a little angel, for real. So, Treece, anything else you want to talk about this, you know, your weekend or, you know, anything coming up? Any sales anywhere or pop-ups going on?
I was just about to say that. Look, y'all. I know we got some diehard Commander fans. AKA Redskin fans. On here, I have some amazing sweatsuits for you guys. If you go to TNT Fashions, they are burgundy and black. They're really nice. They're Nike embroidered. They're really, really nice. And they're, you know, a nice price.
Y'all will see me wearing mine. Because I know most of the bammers say, hold on. Your co-host is a Washington Commanders fan. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Trust me. Y'all will see me. Y'all will see me wearing mine. Yeah. Y'all will see me wearing it. That's, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah. So just make sure y'all go on TNT Fashion. TNT Fashion and hook my co-host up, man. She's doing a lot to bring a lot, so that's give a lot. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk this baseball, man. Mike say blame it on the boogie, and that's what the Phillies was saying. You know what I mean? Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good time. Blame it on Harper. You hear me? Because Bryce Harper, I'm telling you, that boy, man, look at here. Game 5, 8th inning, he woke up. Game 5, going to congratulate him. I'm going to congratulate the Astros and the Phillies for making it to the 118th World Series. The 118th World Series. And I got to go here. Oh, that Bama hung up. Don't worry about it, John. Forgive me, y'all.
Oh, he's coming back to us.
Yeah, because, you know, I thought about him instantly. But anyway, let's bring on my man Lou in Jersey. What's up, Lou?
Yeah.
Okay.
How you feeling, bro?
Hey, Lou.
Well, like most Yankee fans, disgusted because we should be able to beat the cheaters, I mean the Astros, or at least, you know, win at least two games. But, no, we got swept. I thought
we would be able to get through the segment without calling the Astros the cheaters.
What's the old saying?
Come on, Lou.
Old habits die hard.
Okay. At least you admit it. At least you ain't dodging the question, at least you ain't going around the bush. You ain't doing none of that. You went straight forward and said that's you.
He's saying old habits to cheat with the Astros.
Very funny. But despite all that, they did make the games competitive. I mean, it's not like we were blown out, you know, like 11-2, 13-0 and so on. They were very competitive games. But we just didn't get
right,
in the tank,
right.
You know, to get. I mean, let's face it, we're running on exhaustion level. You know, we played a grueling five-game series, and then the next day we had to go, you know, to Houston to play this series. And I think they were just, you know, the wear and tear, because the wear and tear sets in this time of year. And unfortunately, we get caught in it.
Well, I mean,
look at it this way, Lou.
Y'all gave your fans an outstanding regular season. Did you not? Y'all gave y'all fans an outstanding regular season. You know, it just wasn't meant to be in the playoffs, the World Series, man. It just wasn't meant to be. Houston,
it's a great accomplishment. To get to that level.
Hey, don't mind her.
Let me tell you why I'm saying it. Yes, I'm being petty, but let me tell you why I'm being petty. Because listen, last year when I was saying that, everybody was like, "Trace, that's not what you play the game for. You don't play the game to get to that point. You play the game to win it all." Now y'all giving the Yankees, that a boy. It's all right. Y'all did good to that point. It's great. Y'all fans is amazing and all that. Like, man, get out of here. Y'all lost. Y'all stuck it up, and y'all look horrible.
Oh, tell them how you really feel.
That's how I really feel. Y'all stunk it up. Where was Aaron Judge at? Where was Aaron Judge, the home run hitter? Y'all got him looking. He's supposed to be better than my man. You know what I'm saying? Straight off the gate, he's supposed to be better than him. Like,
Judge gave up too much in the regular season. He put way too much into the regular season.
But he was supposed to be that dude, though. He's young. Y'all see, Y'all, that's another out. Y'all giving him. He put way too much in. And he's 20. He's 20.
That's young. That's young.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that way, he ain't. It ain't like he's 32 and he's been hitting all them home runs and now he in the postseason and he barely making it. He's 20 years old, y'all. Like, he's supposed
time.
To be, his stamina supposed to be like that, up there. He supposed to be still smart. He supposed to at least got five in the World Series.
Well,
two, three of them at least. Come on, at least.
Three. The last
I'm
I
sorry.
Checked.
I got carried away.
The last
I got carried away. I digress.
Not really.
The last I checked, it's a baseball team. It's a baseball team. So if they were putting all of their eggs in the Judge, Aaron Judge basket, then they got what they deserve because they should have been pumping some of the other teammates. I don't remember him during the regular season or the postseason.
Exactly.
Let's go.
I wasn't saying it for that reason.
I'll discuss this on my show Saturday, so if you got time, call in. We'll discuss this, of course. Remember now, 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
4 to 6, not 5 to 7. It's not 4 to 6.
Come on,
same number, same day.
Get it off your chest, 57. No, don't be hey, 57. Don't be hey, 57.
I mean, I got to say hi. I gotta say hi.
Man, I don't know if people want to speak to you after they heard you talking. Go ahead.
Well, me and him already
listen, let me
up.
Tell you something. Sis and I, we already talked about this. When you got a team that is a home run hitting team, or everybody on your team can hit from 1 to 9 can hit home runs. That's what you rely on. Okay, now you got a team, the Houston Astros. When they come up to bat, they don't look to take a strike the first pitch. They coming up swinging. You know, they coming up to hit. They're hitters. And now you got a home run team and you got a team full of hitters. Now the difference is hitters will swing for anything that looks good that they can hit. Home run hitters only look for their pitch.
Yeah.
That's what they look for. Aaron, I know what you're saying, Kel, is true about a team. It's 100% correct. But when you paying a guy, I mean, everybody else on the team, I watched the whole series everybody, from the minute the playoffs started to the minute the World Series to right to where we are right now. Every game. Judge did not show up. Just like A-Rod, I can't stand A-Rod because he, for what he is and the potential that he has, they just threw him anything. They kept him fooled the whole playoff or everything he played against, you know?
And
so that's
again.
Why, and that's why I have to agree with her on this is that you paying me a whole lot of money and now you want me to pay you a whole – I want you to pay me a whole lot more money. But when time comes for me to stand up, the bases are loaded, and you can win the game. All you need to do is get a double. You can't even put your bat on
the ball. Just put the ball in play.
We could score one. If we can't score all four runs, give us one. Give us two. You gave us nothing.
Nothing.
You gave us
zero.
Nothing.
How do you explain the Phillies' success, though?
They got their bats so hot at the right time, and they start playing together at the right time. They got a lot of confidence in themselves, and here's the ultimate factor. Bryce Harper showed up.
Mm. Yeah,
Bryce Harper has showed up.
For every time as a Washington National that he didn't show up and we didn't want to call him out or put his name out there, you know, I have to say for the Phillies, he turned it around. He absolutely showed his hand part for the Phillies. And hey, I give him his props.
And he looked happy.
Yeah, exactly. And we've always said here on the corner, that makes a difference. That makes a difference. A player's mental, you know, how that player is at the time of his mental plays a huge part in that. So I think that, like Tree said, you know, and 57, Bryce came on at the perfect time for Bryce to come on. So, you know, I got to give him congratulations for that. I give him kudos for that. You know, good luck in the World Series. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
good
really.
Luck in the World Series.
Did you
know?
Hear how they were saying, we doing it for Dusty. We doing it for Dusty. I mean, they was so excited and happy for him. Like, I'm excited and happy for him. I just wish somebody give him a new pair of gloves, because them black gloves is getting them nerves.
No, that's good
luck. Ain't taking no
chance. But we can't do anything about that.
I know. Just buy him a regular pair. Let's get you a regular pair.
No. He had to stay with the gloves he had while his team is doing what they're
that's
doing.
Right.
Now, next
that's
season,
true. Yeah, you're right.
Next season, he can start over with a whole new pick.
You
know? Hell,
right.
Hey, look.
You're right.
Hell, he win the World Series. We at Kale's Corner might take a donation and send Dusty Baker a new pair of gloves. You know what I'm saying? But
on behalf of Lady T.
Just say it's on KaleShow.com. No, no boy.
I'll tell y'all if I can say real quick. When we mentioned Bryce Harper, a lot of people don't realize, a lot of things we realize because we live here. But not only do you have to play the sport, you got to play politics. Probably New York and Washington, D.C., the only two places where you got to play the political game in that city, especially in Washington, D.C.
That's the problem.
And being in Philly, all he had to do was play baseball, and I think he probably enjoyed that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, that happens to a lot of athletes here in this Washington area. Come on, 007, we hear you spot on. Go ahead with it.
Oh, still, I didn't even know I was on. Oh,
yeah,
shoot. That's no blueprint. We got Dusty Baker, and we got Bryce Harper up in them buildings. Oh, I forgot something. My broom. Who's up with the Yankees getting sweeped like that?
Hey, man, come on, bro. Come on, bro. I had the trifecta this weekend. Everything I love lost.
I know that's right, bro.
Oh,
we ain't going to talk about it.
No, we're going to get to that part later on because I already know what you're talking
about.
Don't
bring it up too early.
I ain't going to bring that up too early. But that broom, I need to find that broom, though, for real. That don't make no sense.
What?
How Aaron Judge didn't come up big time, you know, at the plate like that. And you lose at home. That's not good.
Man.
At home,
twice.
Too, yep.
I don't know.
I
hear what y'all saying. I get what you're saying. But it's a whole damn team, man. It's a whole damn team. And Aaron Judge did what he could to get them there, you know. Not saying that expectations aren't still on them, because they were. But I mean, bro, put the team on his back, especially during the tail end of the season. He put the team on his back and got it there and broke a record on the way.
Wait, Mr.
Okay, go. I'm sorry,
Stanton.
He played good. He hit home runs. Everybody showed up. But I'm sorry, sis. Let me go. I'm sorry, sis. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can finish. Go ahead. You could. Go ahead.
And Kale, other than him and Gardner, everybody else showed up. But Judd and not Gardner, Carpenter. Everybody else on the team produced. Except them two players. Judge, the man you really need to produce.
But let me say this too. Kel keeps saying it's a team effort. Like, yeah, it's a team effort, but the whole team ain't going to bet with you when you betting. That's a me thing.
That is a me thing.
That's a one-on-one, me and you. That's it. That ain't the team. That ain't nobody. Nobody showed up for the Yankees. But we're getting judged because we just gave you all this money and you want all this money because you said I'm the man and I can put this team on my back all the way there. I can do it. That's what you said.
We're going on Judge because Judge just took that record. That's the only baseball players get paid a lot of money all the time.
They do.
But see, Judge is the man though, Kale. He's the man.
Because of the home runs.
Bruh, you 6'7". You got all the potential in the world. That's what everybody is betting on. That's what you're betting on. That's why you didn't sign the contract. Now, you're not going to get the money you thought you was going to get in the beginning because teams are going to say, hold on. He didn't show up in the playoffs for them. He's not going to get the money he's looking for. I'm not going to dispute you. I'm not going to dispute you because he is 20 years old.
And we always know with teams, it turns into a, he didn't do it for them. That don't mean he can't do it for us. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how to get the most from him, the better out of him than that team did. And that's always the mantra when it comes to all sports, basketball, baseball, football. Other teams always feel like, we can get production. If he give us this, he's good.
I agree with you, Kel, but not in this case. This guy got every opportunity. Aaron Boone did everything he could to help him get the record. He did everything he could in the playoffs to put him in positions where he could score runs and hit. He even moved him up and down the lineup. He made it easy for Judge to be comfortable. And he still didn't produce, bruh. I'm just saying, he did everything possible. And I'm not trying to be an expert or dispute or argue with anybody, but this dude just didn't come through for us, man. He doesn't deserve the money he's asking for. I wouldn't give it to him. No, I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. He disappointed me. They can let him go as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. Let him go.
I know how you feel, bro.
He's a front runner. I don't like front runners, man. Show up when we need you to show up. Don't just show up when the lights are on. Show up when we're in the dark, we're in the corner, and we need somebody to come out. That's what I need.
I didn't agree with you on that.
I agree with you, because listen,
if you guys remember, this was the conversation we was having about Bryce Harper as a national. Mm-hmm. And Bryce Harper was the man that got Philly over the hump this weekend. So I'm just saying, I understand totally what you're saying, but and there were people that were saying, nah, man, ain't nobody going to get no money up from, ain't nobody going to take Bryce Harper. $400 million later, he became a
Philly. Over 13 years, though.
Years later, he's in the World Series.
He won't get another raise for 13 years.
So he needs to win something. He needs to do something.
But that's why I think that Bryce Harper is producing the way he is, because he know when time do come, he'll get another 2-year deal, 3-year deal, because he's going to be 38 years old by then. You know what I mean? He's gonna be good. So you gotta do something within the time frame that we're giving you. We're giving you 13 years. Get us something.
If you read Bryce Harper's contract, there are incentives galore in his contract.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are incentives galore. So because they know he's not going to get like Trees are saying, he's not going to get another big contract. He's not going to get
that
no time soon. So what we'll do is we'll incentivize his contract. We'll
right.
you hit a certain amount of home runs, then we'll give you this. A certain amount of RBIs, we'll give you that. And listen, he took it. And then I ask you, who would?
Where would he go?
No, I would. If they were offering me a contract full of incentives plus my regular pay, I'm gonna take that. I am going to take that.
And think
and
about it. Baseball
somewhere I really
is
it's really somewhere I really want to be
right.
too.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You said baseball is what, 57?
Baseball is the only sport where the contact is minimal, where you can play for 13 years at that high salary contract. You know, every year you're getting $52 million for maybe 10 or 15 years. You can't do it in football or basketball, and you can't do it in hockey. So, baseball, you can sit out there on first
basketball,
base and make $32 million for 20 years. Huh?
Nah, Lou, basketball,
I was
going to
say
basketball,
maybe. But you got to be a LeBron
basketball.
Type.
Yeah. Don't look at LeBron. Don't look at LeBron's career and think that everybody. Remember, LeBron came
normal.
Fresh out of high school. LeBron came fresh out of high school. And you know, he didn't spend the 4 to 5 years in college like a lot of players did. So don't think his career is the norm. It's not. It really isn't. You know, let's
no,
take another
call
here.
Because there have been players that played 15, 20 years in the league, not just LeBron.
Yeah.
That's true. But we have to ask ourselves, how many players are pro NBA ready as soon as they come out? And then
that's
in baseball, we're talking about baseball. Bryce Harper was one of those phenoms. Because Bryce Harper, I think he spent maybe half a season in the farm system for the Nets, and then
they
pulled him up.
They went and got him quick.
Yeah.
Yep, they went and got him quick.
Real quick.
I don't even think he spent the whole season down there.
He hit about 10 home runs. They went, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Come on, sir. You ready?
He was taking full advantage of those minor league pitches. And they was like, man, let's go ahead and bring this boy up.
Yeah, they were comparing Bryce Harper to Daryl Strawberry when he first came out of high school.
Yeah.
That's how they compared him.
Wow.
Come on, Brother Tang. What's up, Tang?
Hey, Tang.
What's going on, the family? What's up, y'all? Much love and respect. What's up, big bro? What's up, Miss T?
What's up, bro?
007, Cap, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, man, all I can say is, I hear y'all talking about that baseball. I'm just going to start the chant now. Dusty, 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 Dusty.
Okay.
I'm going with Dusty, man. I'm going with my man, Dusty. Let him go ahead. That Houston team, man, hey, I'm going to tell you now, and I know Philly, they doing their thing, too. But Houston, man, this is gonna be a great World Series. I'm just gonna sit back and watch. I ain't saying nothing. I'm gonna leave it at that.
I don't know. Sounds like a mismatch.
Them playing teams go hard.
Hey Lou, I feel you when you saying it's a mismatch. But right now, Philly ain't no mismatch. They done went from the bottom and down there at the top. You boys ready, man? It ain't no.
They pitchers like that.
Yeah, they ready, man.
Listen, look, I'm going to say this to everybody. Y'all remember now, write this down, sis.
Okay.
The Major League Baseball know exactly what they're doing. They done slowed Phillies down by putting this game so far before the World Series starts. They done slowed them down. Houston, always on a roll. They always ready to play. All you got to do is slow Phillies bats down, and you'll slow the team down. If they don't come out hot in the first game, there's a possibility that Houston could take this thing in four.
Hey, and not to mention, it's been 13 years, since the Phillies have been in the World Series, and I know we look at and we look at that as well. You know, there's plenty of teams, you know, haven't been to the World Series in a long time. That shouldn't hurt. Like 57 said, man, the fact that it's 13 years since they've been there, and the fact that MLB stretched this out to the first game isn't till Friday, that's a whole week off, man.
Yeah.
That is a whole week off. And anybody that knows baseball, timing is just as important as
absolutely. Pitching.
You have to have your rhythm and your timing down pat. So let's see. We'll see. We will see exactly how this affects the Phillies, or it might be a situation where the Phillies like, you know, hey, let's cakewalk through this. And I seriously, I partially believe in my heart of hearts that MLB wants Dusty to win. You know, they want to give Dusty an opportunity to win.
I have a question for y'all. What bullpen would you trust, the Phillies bullpen or the Astros bullpen? And the reason why I ask that, because 2019, remember, we played the Astros, and the bullpen was the one that blew everything for the Astros. So is for this year, who bullpen would y'all trust?
Astros.
I'm going Houston.
You got to.
Even though I don't like them.
You got to. You know.
I mean,
the Astros got starting pitching that ain't going to take you that deep into your bullpen. So that's a help right there. Verlander is going to give you at least almost a full game, so you ain't got to go to your bullpen that often. Phil, I got to go with Houston on that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, in the World Series, the bullpen. If you ain't got a bullpen, you ain't going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, win the World Series by the bullpen.
Right.
Or, you know, you can have a starter pitcher all you want, but the bullpen keep blowing leads. Shoot, that's a series off.
Well,
hey, Kel,
007
just picking on me, man. He's just picking on me all. Messing with the
game. Y'all call me petty.
I mean, I got my broom, but y'all. Oh, I found my broom, by the way. I did find my broom. I found it.
See?
I found
the broom.
I was
reporting you to the principal.
I thought wholeheartedly that the MLB would not allow their 200-plus win teams to not make it to the World Series. I did not see this coming at all. For real, I didn't see it now. I know. In baseball, it's only thing that's really governed is balls and strikes. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that is really in maintain. As you know, them umpires, you know, because I'm like, what the heck is the strike zone, man? What is it?
Oh Lord!
Is it up? Is it down? Is it left? Is it right? What is the strike zone?
They need to take that box away. They need to take that little box away.
Yeah,
just move that.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Because it takes away from the game. It really does. Because you're looking at that box and you see pitches all over that box that are called balls or not strikes and all this, and I'm like, wow. Well, what the heck? Where's the strike zone? And then they come with this petty excuse. Well, the strike zone is really up to the interpretation of each home plate umpire. Man, cut it out. Cut it out.
Thank
it's
you.
The same box.
If Angel Hernandez, Angel Hernandez is behind the plate, that's the one that be calling the strikes on and making them errors like that. Angel Hernandez, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Look him up.
I know that's right. Yeah,
007.
Come on, 007 with the name and everything.
He snitched it.
That's a good thing to know.
Reason why I know that because he almost cost us the World Series. That Bam almost cost us the World Series. His name
buddy.
Is Angel Hernandez. That's his name.
I got names and everything. I fell on everybody.
He got the list. He got his notebook.
That's it. We go.
Hey, look, even Kale had to laugh at that one.
Hernandez. We'll be right back,
you
guys.
563-999-3782
is the number. We'll be right back.
Got receipt.
I'm that, yeah. Been that, feel that, we'll forever be that,
forever be that.
Yeah, I'm the hood Mona Lisa, breaking good into pieces. Had to egg some cheesy inside my circle like a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All the little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad, bad bill talking cash. Be like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody.
Man, y'all crazy, right? NBA, man, NBA. As I was saying in the promo for the show, I'm tired of everything going wrong with the Lakers. It's being blamed on Westbrook. You know, I cracked a joke, but I'm serious. Oh, the chef didn't make the grilled cheese proper. The ends wasn't cut off. Westbrook took his knife. Come on, y'all. Stop blaming everything on this dude. Because as we know, when we looked over that stat line from the other night, Westbrook was the only one that was consistent. Westbrook was the only one that was scoring, rebounding,
doing
a triple-double. But y'all still found a way to blame him for something. You guys still find a way to say, when will they trade Westbrook? Possible trade, possible landing spot. And I'm just like, come on, man. You know, I cut it out, man. I'm to the point where I'm like, man, you can come on back to Washington if you want to, bruh. You can come on back here. I don't have no problem with the way you play with us. If you want to come here, man, we got a spot for you, bruh. I mean, seriously, it's beyond ridiculous, man.
But it's coming off the bench.
Oh, it's definitely coming off the bench. It's definitely coming off the bench. It's definitely coming off the bench. Yeah, that. As a matter of fact, we're going to put that in the fine print of your contract, bro. You know, you got to come off the bench.
Straight like that.
You got to
now,
come off
some real
straight
deal.
Like that.
Would you really want Westbrook back?
I mean,
would you really want Westbrook back?
On the bench.
Coming off the bench, yeah. I'll take him coming off the bench, yeah. Now I know he'll be disgruntled, and a whole lot of other press will come about because there's no media like New York, L.A., and D.C. I'm trying to tell you, our media is ridiculous. Our media is ridiculous. So I know they would get him to the point where he's ready to Kirk and go all seriously, but
it's lack of discipline.
Go ahead, 007.
Yeah, it's like a discipline within the team, especially the coach, because it seems like the coach is not making the right calls for the team, because starters can't be on the floor too many minutes, or, you know, the main players fouling out. You can't shoot 1-for-20 for 3 points and expect to win games. I mean, it's a lack of discipline within that organization right now.
Which team are you talking about?
The Lakers.
Okay. I mean, you didn't say. I'm like, who's he talking about?
Yeah, you probably did, but I just kind of figured it out while he was saying it. You're right. He didn't say what it was.
That goes back to the question.
I have no sympathy for the Lakers.
And we ask for
I hope they don't win anything.
And we see that he ain't going to be able to have him under control. We had that question right before the season started, remember? About Darvin Ham. We thought he was going to have it under control, but it's only the first weekend, man. It ain't under control already.
Magic
Johnson and already they had to come down and talk to Westbrook. Already know he don't have it under control.
That's why Rasheed bailed out.
Rasheed come out of here. These fools ain't listening. He said they ain't listening to what we coming in with.
But ain't nobody buying nothing. Everybody
want
to steal something, but ain't nobody buying nothing. Ain't nobody buying it to the system. Everybody's doing their own thing.
Exactly.
The one player who was hard-headed as hell during his career is saying that these Bammers ain't listening.
Exactly.
These Bammers don't want to listen.
Yep.
You know, if he didn't bail out,
exactly. Can't nobody better tell you but him, because like you just said, he was hard-headed. So he knew what he was doing. He said, I ain't dealing with these folks. I'm out of here.
He said, the only
reason why I'm watching basketball right now, I want to see if Ben Simmons wakes up and realize he's in a game. You know?
This
brother is sleepwalking out there on the court.
Hey, you know what? I think Ben Simmons has taken Space Jam literally. I think he is to the movie Space Jam, literally, and all his basketball skills are gone. I watched that boy the other night, and you wouldn't even have thought he knew he was in a basketball game.
Exactly.
I'm
telling you.
He looked absolutely awesome. Come on, Darius.
They was pushing him around.
Yeah.
Hey, Darius.
How everybody doing?
What's up, D?
All is good.
Hey, Kels, thank you for what you were saying about my daughter earlier. I heard that before I hung up.
Oh, okay. No problem. I ain't doing nothing but telling the truth.
I like to say with this Westbrook situation, they 0-3. I will say that. It is his fault that they 0-3. That meant it ain't just his fault, but like that last game was definitely on Westbrook. It was on Westbrook because I don't know why he come down and just take that shot like that. Like he just said, and he just jacked it, and that was like a momentum kill. But LeBron took two bad shots right before that also, so you can't just blame Westbrook.
I was just about to say that. Remember the two shots? Is it safe to say Westbrook saw LeBron's lackluster approach and said, "F it, I'm coming like I want to come, man." Is it safe to say that?
I just believe. In my opinion, I just believe that's just Westbrook. He just confident. He seen he was open, and he took the shot. It was a bad shot. He know for a fact it was a bad shot. You haven't hit that shot in 3 years.
Right.
I don't know. I'm coming down here.
The funny part about that, Darius, when he did it, and I saw it, I said, man, when was the last time we seen that Bama even attempt some mess like this, Joe? Three years ago.
If you watch when he takes the shot, if you watch LeBron's face, it tells it all.
Yeah.
If you watch what LeBron did after he took that shot, if you watch what AD did after he took the shot, it tells it all. That team ain't no team. Yeah. I don't care how they like to betray themselves or say they not on the Westbrook train or whatever LeBron said at that press. Y'all all on it. Y'all all in on it.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's why I like this. But this is LeBron's worst ever put together team, ever.
Yeah.
In his whole career, you got a bunch of guys that just for LeBron, you just need to surround him with shooters. That's it. It's simple. Just surround, because he's the greatest player to get to that basket. Nobody can get to that basket like LeBron. So if you surround
LeBron
that type
is
of player
old
with
now, fellas.
He's like Tom Brady,
Aaron Rodgers. He's old now.
He can still give you 30. He can still give you 30. The A's don't matter.
From the outside, every now and then he can take you inside, Darius. You know that's true, bro. He can't take you inside like he used to. He can't control the game like he used to no more.
LeBron mid-range fade? Have you been seeing that? That's been
He like Michael Jordan was when he got old. He developed his jump shot. Because that's all he had. He couldn't take you to the rack like he used to.
But Jordan wasn't averaging 30 at this age.
You have to take
look at the NBA, though, bro. Right. All you need is a jump shot now, Darius.
Exactly. Now, that's number one that I was going to say. All he needs is a jumper. And number two, early in the season, he'll drive to the basket. He'll get you all of that. But do you really think that when we get in game 60-something, 70-something, LeBron going to still be able to have the leg to do all of that? If he does, it'll be amazing. It'll be amazing.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
say this. My bad.
Go ahead.
We've never seen a player spend this much money on their body, ever, in the history of this, and what we're looking at. So this is the type of player that we're talking about right here. The guy that spends over $1 million or $2 million on his body, that's just his body, to stay healthy. And you asking about this guy's legs at the end of the season. Has he shown you that the legs have went away at any point yet?
It's early, bro.
He need to get some of his money back.
Yeah, they were saying the same thing last year about his legs.
You'll see by the end of the season, Darius.
And we saw in his play towards the end of last season, he wasn't doing everything that he was doing before. He wasn't. You got to understand, Darius. The brother is old, man. Great player, yes. Miraculous athlete, yes. But Father Time is undefeated.
I'm not saying that Father Time is not undefeated or anything like that. I'm just saying that Father Time hasn't caught up to this guy yet. That's all I'm saying. He hasn't shown no signs that it's caught up to him yet.
Well, they walking down the aisle together. I tell you
that. They definitely is.
They walking down the aisle.
I will agree with that, huh?
Holding matrimony, huh?
That's why they made that commercial.
Holding matrimony.
That's why he got that one commercial, and it got Father Time in there with him.
Yep. I forgot about that. He just got that commercial.
Well, that 2007 Cleveland Cavaliers was the worst team LeBron James played on, by the way, because he was carrying that team on his back. But that's what it's looking like right now, that 2017. And that's not good. And he has to carry the team on his back. He needs some help. They need some milk.
He working. They need some milk. Not they need some milk. I can't with him. They working with some glass. They got over there. Everybody broke up over there. As soon as you touch them, they fall apart. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do.
AD got about five more games.
But if this ain't the worst team they played on, this is one of the worst teams he played on, he's ever played on. Let's make that clear.
And again, y'all, it's still early. It's still early, so we don't know what the final outcome is going to be. But, Darius, we're just saying, Darius, Father Time is undefeated, man. And sooner or later, it don't matter how much money you spend on your body, keeping it together and all of that, you're going to lose something because losing is a natural process of life. And you got to think about this one factor as well. He's also putting a lot of damage and wear and tear on that same body that he's spending to rebuild. So
we agreed on that part. Yeah, we agreed on that part.
Yeah. Now, I got one more question.
We've been down this road.
I got one more question I want to ask y'all. I got one more question to ask you guys. How long do we give it until this Draymond Green and Jordan Poole situation revisits the Golden State Warriors? How long do you
think
it
can?
It
just can.
Until the incident occurs on the court. That's gonna be with them forever, though.
It can't do that. It's gonna mess up the whole team if it, on the floor on in the regular season. That wouldn't be good. That'd be like the Wizards of last year. You know, the debacle, whatever happened in the locker room, whatever the case is. Next thing you know, you're in a 6-game losing streak. You don't want that this time of season, because that's gonna carry you on throughout the season. Now nobody can play no more on your team.
Actually,
this time of year would be the best time because you do have time to overcome. So this time of year, I mean, this is only week one of the NBA season. Mm-hmm. So if they do go through a draft patch, you want it to be right now. You don't want them to develop rhythm and chemistry, and then hit a dry patch. That's going to hurt the team. That's serious.
They can't get rid of him now. He's the experience that they need to bring the big three in with the new guys that they got on the team. They need him, and he's playing his butt off right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once he can get those other guys into the mix, then he becomes expendable. But right now, they need him.
So that
with Draymond
the other night, with Draymond. Yeah, he's talking about Draymond.
Yeah.
But
I can't catch you guys talking about tonight. I can't catch you. Nobody.
I don't know, bro.
007. I'm like, okay, who he talking about? Okay. Well, I look at and to support what you're saying, Draymond is the older player. He's the older player. So you know how it is with older coaches and older players. Your message sometimes get lost. You know, them young dudes ain't really listening to you. And then when you show signs of aggressiveness, uber aggressiveness, they really tune you out. So, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I'm going to put a close eye on Golden State after the All-Star break, because I think by then there'll be an agenda formed, whether it's first place, second in the division, or whatever. So what everybody does is going to amp. It'll be more intense. And with that intensity comes words, choice words, I'll say. And with choice words, we all know what follows that, you know. So I'll say after the All-Star break, when them guys really start fighting and jockeying for position, is when we might catch them slipping, so to speak.
Yeah.
For the record, the Wizards is 2-1.
yeah, they are. Go ahead again, Darius. What would you say, Darius? 007,
I was going to say what Unc was talking about with the AD situation when he said AD only got 5 more games on him. I heard a little joke. The dude said every time AD touched the ball or he fall, he'd be like, "Ah, LeBron, ah." it had me crying. So Unc just reminded me of that joke the dude just said.
hey.
Wow.
I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to leave it alone. We're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782. I don't want them people emailing us nothing, T. You know what I'm talking about? So we're going to leave it alone.
Those are not the words of Kale's Corner.
Is it a LeBron or a LeBron? No, we'll be back.
Moment because I know you guys want to know who won. So let me do that first. Let me congratulate our winner of last week. Let me see. That's Darius. Now that is done. I need to study. Let me just say that all by itself because I did not win, y'all. So let's get right to it. All right, you guys coming in with 6 hits. You guys, 6 hit. Thank God that wasn't me. 007. 007.
Thank you,
with, I know 007. Me and you, yeah, we got study. We're going to get a study group going, me and you. Because I came in right behind you with 7. That ain't much better. I just need 1 more than you. So, that got the little cheat case out the way. That's me and 007. Y'all done got us out the way, booted us out the way real quick. And if y'all ain't say your name, you could be the winner. All right. 8 picks, you guys. This is 8 picks. Lou, Cap, and the best co-host on this side of the world, Kale. That's eight picks. It's okay. He gonna come back next week and do so much better. Me too. 9 picks, you guys. 9 picks. Let's get it. 9 picks. And he came in just from out the blue. Big boy with 9 picks. And our brother Tane brought up the rear with 9 picks. You guys. Now, if y'all ain't heard y'all name, y'all should be shaking in y'all boots, honey. Just shaking in your boots. Okay, let's keep it going. I'm excited. All right, y'all. 10 picks. 10 picks, you guys. I was so happy for these. Well, I was happy as I don't know what for these people. Okay. First one up, Darius. Second one up. This is a three-way, 10 people. First one, Darius.
Wow.
Second one, Betty. Third one, come on, Reese. Come on, Reese, with it. Ow, boom. Reese with the 10. Ow. So, listen, guys, being as though it was only 10 picks, so I had to go with the score, right? So, let me explain. Now, the score was, of the game, the score was 33-14, totaling 47. Okay? Had 35-21-56 total points. Betty had, I'm sorry, D had, I'm going down the list. D had 22-10, 32 points total. Betty has 24-17, 41 total, being the winner. Betty is the winner. She was the closest to 47. Reese went over.
Nice.
She had, well, you can go over. You just was, she was 9 out. Betty was 6 in, and Darius was 15 out. So I gave it to the one that was closest to 47, and the closest number to 47 is 41, being Betty, being the winner. You guys agree with that?
I know that's right, Mama.
Okay. That's how that went, you guys. Congratulations again to Betty, being the closest winner by score. By score, you guys. All of our 10 picks are winners, but Betty gets the back popped. Okay, you guys? Is that cool? Cool? Y'all cool with that? Congratulations. She over here talking about Ravens, baby. Ravens, baby. Y'all should have picked the Ravens, baby. We did. We just should have picked some other things to go with it.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about? You want, y'all want to take a quick break or y'all want to go right into my little tip for you guys for today?
You know what? Russell Wilson need to retire. Carson Wentz need to retire. Aaron Rodgers need to retire. Tom Brady need
Come
to just
on,
go.
Tell us how you feel. Come on, with it.
707 went off.
Geno Smith
I
had a great game.
Yeah, go off for me.
Geno Smith.
Geno, you know what?
Right
That's
now.
The only one came through for me. That's the only one came through for me. Geno was the only one came through for me. Everybody else.
Y'all laughed at me. He playing good right now. I don't know how long he'll last.
He is playing good.
So is Geno has something
y'all
to
know
this year.
Seattle playing good as a team because Seattle was playing good as a team, period. Seattle was playing great defense, and their running game, who the heck expected them to get off in the running game like they have been? I know I didn't. I know I didn't at all. And when it came down to Geno having to make plays, he made the plays he had to make. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
He made the plays
yeah.
he had to make. Now I'm like 57. I don't know how long that's going to go on. But right now, it is a reality. So, kudos to him. Hats off to Geno. Bruh, There's nothing I love more than to watch a player prove me wrong, to change my perception. So far, you haven't done that. You haven't had that uh-oh, Geno moment. So I congratulate you on that. I congratulate you on
root
that.
For some of my, root for my Steelers players to prove you wrong then. You know,
man,
right now,
you know what? I did that this weekend. I did that. I picked y'all over the Dolphins, Mr. Savage.
Yes, he
did. I picked y'all over the Dolphins. Only
yes, he
you
did.
Kale.
I thought I
do you remember
the
truth?
I'm going to say this. I didn't know Tonga Valoa was back. I thought he was still on the sideline. You know? I didn't know he was
me
back.
Me too.
Yeah, he played. But Kale, I just want to remind you of the statement right before the All-Star break in baseball. I know we passed baseball, but Yankees, Dodgers.
Yeah.
Please don't ruin my team no more.
Hey, listen, and I can't believe two of the hottest teams in the regular season are kicked out. Now, we're not going to go into baseball again, but,
I got you.
Yeah. But
that was amazing,
I damn sure enough ain't rooting for the Steelers no more. Believe that. Hey, look, after y'all games, I was looking at that score. I said, these GD Steelers, I should have stuck with my gun. But, again, like I said, I didn't know Tonga Valoa was playing. I thought he was still out in this concussion
protocol.
I didn't know he was playing. Yeah.
I have some good news, y'all.
What is
Matt Ryan, you know, Matt Ryan ain't playing, with the coach, against the Commanders on Sunday. So, Carson Wentz is out, too. And Carson Wentz, they don't have to pay no money for Carson Wentz if he sit out for the rest of the season. So it's open season for, what happened?
For a quarterback.
Matt Ryan for the Colts is, he's benched with a separated shoulder, and, he possibly going to be out. They say he's not going to play for the rest of the season.
Who gonna pay Carson Wentz?
The thing is, broke even because the thing is, they don't have everything broke even with everything now. The Carson Wentz is
all you just said is everything broke everything. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
I don't understand. What you're
No.
Since you got to check this one out, sis.
Taylor Heineken and another backup quarterback is going to be playing on Sunday. That's what I'm saying.
Make it make sense.
We knew that.
I got some good news.
Yeah.
I got some news for all the Cowboy fans on here and Lou. That's online because I know it ain't no Cowboy fans on this corner but me and Lou. But I'm talking about online fans.
And Lou's
still there. We got Cowboys just traded for the defensive tackle from the Raiders. They 2013 second round pick Jonathan Hackins.
Yeah. And y'all got another guy coming up from the
Sutton League. That's for our 2023 sixth round pick and our 2024 seventh round pick.
Congratulations. I think they're looking at Washington.
Yep.
They looking at Washington getting pressure with only four, so they figure they got to do something, step their game up. I ain't mad at you. I know that's right. Yeah.
Brittany Griner's appeal just been denied. That's all I had. I just thought I'd throw something. Everybody was adding stuff. I wanted that. I didn't want to be left out.
You didn't want to be left out.
I can't.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, we're going to congratulate Ma Betty on her win. You guys, make sure you check your thing. Write your list. Check it twice.
you know what I mean? Because it might be your turn coming up here soon. 007, I think Tang was right, man. I don't think you go. When you was making your picks Thursday, I was like, 007.
Yeah, I was like, what the world?
He just want to have fun. That's all. He ain't trying to win, for real. He just want to have fun. But hey, I appreciate you being. Oh, and 007, I love the video that you put up, inspired by Kale's Corner. When you was in there dancing. That show was funny as all the way.
Oh, yeah.
That boy keeps me laughing. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to do this health tip, and then we're going to jump right back into football. All right? All right.
Stop, take a step back. Who do you see?
That's going to take me back there, man. Goodness gracious.
I'm all the way
come on,
back.
Lady, whatever. You only like Go-Go Girl. Be quiet. Come on.
All right, guys. Listen, Marcus isn't here with the education part of this tip, but this tip doesn't need any education at all. Listen, if you haven't done your physical for the year, do it. Ladies, get your mammograms done. Make that appointment. After you do that, make sure you guys get your teeth looked at, because you're the closest thing to your brain. So if you have like gum disease or anything like that, it can go to your brain and kill you. So get your mouth fixed. Get your body checked, because that's what we need to do as an adult. We need to do that twice a year, you guys. If you haven't already done it, go ahead and make that appointment and get it in. Okay? That's my health tip for you guys.
Thank you. Can I piggyback for a second on that?
Did that Friday.
Let me tell you.
Can I piggyback on that?
Hold on, 57. Hold on, 57. I went today and got my checkup. A blood pressure that was 199/125, I'm happy to say, is 135/73. I thank all of you guys, not just for the health tip, but for everything that you do to keep me I'll say sane here on the corner. A lot of things I don't address or say, but I be cracking up inside and laughing at it. And we all know laughter is the best medicine. It's the best medicine. So I thank you guys, 57, 007, Debo with his texts that he sent me during the show. Me, Mom, my brother, Ted, I thank you all. I thank you all. Therese, my co-host, y'all don't know some of the conversations she and I have. Tang, I always, and you know what, I always tell Tang, thank you, after the show, for loaning me his better half for 2 hours on Tuesday and Thursday. And I mean that. I really, really appreciate that. Because, you know, it's a good show. It's a good show. I'm going to just leave it there, and I thank you guys. Come on, 57.
Hey, guys, sis, thank you for that. For guys, if you're over 40, go get your colon checked. Ladies, get your mammograms done. The last thing you want to do is have to sit and watch someone you love slowly, you know, leave you, or, you know, because that didn't happen. And you don't want them watching you suffer because you're in pain watching them. So do the people you love a favor and go get yourself checked out. Sis, thank you, sis, for saying that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is a great help, even down to the teeth, you guys. Like, do that. Seriously. It will benefit you. Teeth are very important.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. You know, we are, if we ain't about nothing here at Tails Corner, we all about the benefits. So, you know, let's keep that up and make sure we take care of that. Because like I always tell y'all, I love talking to you, not about you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, besides and the Bucks, because I expected the Bucks to win that game for real. So they kind of wet the bed and let me down. What other game here? Chargers and the Seahawks. And with that, Jets and the Broncos, Chiefs and 49ers. But I kind of expected the Chiefs to go on the run that they did, especially in that second half. But you know what? There's one question I have to ask, Tree. How in the heck can y'all bring a guy in and he's the main focal point of your offense his first week in town? I thought that you guys overplayed.
Thing. I said, why is he in here?
I mean, I can understand giving them a play or two. I can understand that. But San Francisco has a great offense without him.
Yeah.
They have a great offense without him. So, great.
Don't get my blood pressure up, bro. I just said everybody need to go to the doctor, and then you come back with the 49ers. Like, you could have went somewhere else. Y'all won. You could have talked about your own self. You could have said, look how great we look. But you come back with the 49ers, and now my blood pressure up. I need to go to make me a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Oh.
You know what? We represent the lollipop team.
Green
If Christian McCaffrey was black, we wouldn't be saying this. That dude is a
I wouldn't be saying what?
That's why.
I wouldn't be saying
y'all
what?
Y'all wouldn't be saying why is this guy coming to your team and getting the touches that he's getting?
No, we should have played him this first game. That's all I was saying. We should have let him get acclimated with the team. And then play.
Exactly.
We're not saying don't play him. Yeah, we just wanted him to get
acclimated
with the system.
San Francisco limited himself.
He played. He said waited.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
He wasn't a productive member of their team. They were already productive without him. They didn't need
Mr.
to
NBA.
Use him like they did. They didn't need to use him like they did.
So y'all telling me, okay.
That was the wrong time to bring him back.
No.
Let me say this. So
if a team go and get, let me say, a guy like, I'm going to just go back. So when a team picked Shady McCoy, and he played his first game with the Bills, is there a difference of type of runner or y'all feel like every player should wait out and then
I'm glad you
like that.
Said that.
Like,
I'm glad you say that. Because
yeah,
if you remember that game correctly, Shady McCoy had two carries for the Bills in the first quarter. He didn't play the whole quarter. He didn't play the whole game, the whole half. He played two plays in the first quarter.
I'm talking
when they first traded for him. When they first traded for him, he only played two plays in the first quarter. Christian McCaffrey had at least, 10, 15 touches? That's too much. Too much. And black and white don't have anything to do with that. Black and white has nothing to do with that. It's about your team's chemistry. And the 49ers have chemistry without him. He was supposed to be he was supposed to be in this game. In this game, he was supposed to play the role.
Can I ask y'all this, man? Is it because he's an offensive player, you saying this statement? Or like, why are y'all making this statement? That's what I want to know. Is it?
I'm making a statement because of his play. It was clear that you could see that he didn't know the offense. He was off.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole, I had enough. I didn't even watch the whole game. That's how mad I was. Hold on, D. But my thing is, if you playing bad, why are people scared to sit somebody down? Like, sit down for a minute. Look, sit down and watch what we doing for a minute. Just sit down. I don't care what position it is. Sit down if you're having a bad game, is what I'm saying. And let us go back to doing what we normally do that put points on the game. Just like Ayuk said. Ayuk said, it is too many names that do great things that's on his team for us not to put up points on the board. It's too many of us in here. Like, it's crazy. That's where I'm at with it. If somebody's doing bad, sit them down, get them an iPad, let them see what they're doing wrong, but let the game go on. The game got to go on while he watching the iPad. He got to see what he doing wrong. And then maybe we'll let you get back in if you understand what's going on. But
The game is never the time for practice or learning. The game is the time for, I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what my responsibilities are. It's as simple as a run going up the A-gap. This man is taking it up the C. Well, blocking is set up for that A-gap pass, not a C-gap, but you don't know that if you haven't been playing along with the team. You don't know that. So if the game is not time for practice and learning what you should do. That's what practice is for. And this man had no practice with the team, seriously. He may have done a walkthrough, but they should have given him walkthrough play instead of trying to make him a hearty piece of the offense. They shouldn't have made him. They shouldn't have done that. And not to mention, it's going to rub your regular running back, because number 22, that other running back y'all got, he was beasting. He was beasting. I was like, why do they keep going to McCaffrey? Every time.
Well, why did they waste money on something they already had? You didn't need McCaffrey.
Now,
why did they waste money?
Now, we need another running back. We need another running back. I mean,
I'm just watching the game, sis. It just felt like McCaffrey just threw y'all's whole scheme off. Like you were saying, like they were trying to force feed him the ball.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Go ahead,
Darius. So they got a guy in Debo and Debo Samuel, right? That said, he would like to play more receiver than running back. He don't want to really play running back. So they go and get a stud because that's what McCaffrey is. He's a stud in this league. He's somebody.
Well,
we ain't just talking about.
Darius, if we're gonna talk about what McCaffrey is, okay, I'll give you that. He's a stud, but he's also injury prone. So why in the hell would you put him in the game only knowing a percentage of your playbook?
This is
the first time that I can honestly say that. Shanahan really outcoached himself, because he really don't do stuff like this. He usually would do exactly what y'all are saying he was supposed to do.
Exactly.
He usually would bring a person in and maybe give him – he would go on with his game plan, because his game plan was already together, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
McCaffrey didn't have no type of practices with them. Yeah, give him a play or two. I agree with all that. But don't make him the vocal point. This week was his week that's supposed to be the vocal point. This is the first time I ever seen Shanahan do something stupid like that.
Focal point.
He don't usually coach like that. I'm going to be honest.
I promise you this.
Let me just say this one thing. This one thing. McCaffrey, what y'all saw him do last week, you won't see him
won't
do that
repeat.
Like that again.
Won't repeat it.
Yeah,
he
won't repeat
I,
that
I
again.
Get it.
Yeah.
I get it, but I need it. I can't get that game back, Tane. Go ahead, Darius.
Yeah, well,
I don't know how I felt about that Tennessee game. Hold on, 007. Hold on.
I understand what y'all are saying, but for a running back, it's not that hard. It's 2, 4, 6, 1, 5. You know, it's odd and it's even. Right, so if they call 26, whatever, he know where he's going. It's not that I understand what y'all trying to say, but this guy's been a professional. He understands run teams. If we were talking about other little guys in his league, I don't understand what y'all saying, but this is a stud.
In essence, what you're saying, Darius, is everybody in the NFL run the same scheme, running wise. That's what you're saying.
Everybody are running 26 duo. Everybody are running guys.
If that is what you're saying, you're absolutely wrong, man. Everybody does not run the same running scheme, man. So that's
why. What he's saying, Kale, that's not what he's saying.
Hold on, Tree. That's why every team gives playbooks out to every player, from the offensive lineman to the running back. And there are plays that the whole responsibility of the offensive line is to aid and help that running back. And if you don't know what is what, it hurts your team more than it helps them. Go ahead.
So as a running back, if you go play running back for this team and they call a dive, you know what that is. If you go to this team and they call a stretch, you know what this is. If you go to this team and they call a full blast, a 26 duo, you know all these forms. You know what this is. It's not that complicated. I understand what you're saying. And let me throw this out there. So if you go and get right now, if Washington go and get Micah Parsons from the Cowboys right now today. You think y'all not going to stop that man? He's a stud.
Listen, bro. Offense has language, man. There's different language that goes with the offense than with the defense. You know why? Offense, you're thinking. Defense, you're predicting. Defense, you're going where you think the ball is. You're going where you see the ball is. Offense, there are different languages to it, bro. He has to learn this total system, not just A's and 1, 2, and even and uneven. He's got to learn the language of their offense. What I'm telling you,
I gotta learn the language to come in to run a dive in a stretch play. You telling me I gotta learn that?
No, I'm not saying for plays
you said
that simple. But let me ask you this. Watching that game, was San Francisco running jive and stretch plays? Hell no.
Weren't.
They were running plays that this young man knew nothing about. But put my head down, get the yards that's available. Because that's what he did. And if you look at the full team, the offensive linemen, one play, they were blocking to the left, and he ran to the right. I'm not saying the right wasn't open, but there was more defenders on that right side that he ran to than the left where his offensive line was blocking because he does not know the language of their offense. And not knowing the language of the offense, you cannot be a big chunk of that offense. You can't. It's asinine. It's crazy. And like Brad just said, Shanahan is not a cross his fingers, hope and wish kind of coach. He's not. Shanahan is the type of coach that we're going to make sure you know where you were supposed to be, all your responsibilities before we put you on this. It wasn't done this weekend, Darius. It was not done. I understand McCaffrey has just stood and he's this big name player and this and that and the third, but there's still things that he needed to learn about San Francisco's offense to be productive. That's all I'm saying. And if you watch that game from the Rudy to the Tootie, you can understand that. You saw that. You saw that yourself. You know, let's bring Kirby in on this. What's up, Kirk?
Hey, everybody. It's good to see
Kirby.
Y'all. The hostess with the mostest. I really like it when you start preaching. That's some good damn radio right there. Let me catch y'all up on this. You know, y'all know I'm 75, and I rode to high school in a chariot and all that. But you talk about old bodies, you know, losing a lot, which is true because when I was a young man, I have a tattoo that says, I'm for the Redskins. And my skin's all shriveled up now. It says, foreskin. Ronnie, I always said that you definitely need a checkup from the neck up. So you go out there and you go out there and see that doctor real soon. And I figured out why you told me last week that you knew CPR. That way you can kill me, use CPR, bring me back to life, and kill me again. I got you figured out. Yeah, and y'all mentioned colonoscopy. My primary doctor wants me to get a colonoscopy. So I told my wife, I said, I'm really not excited about having a camera stuck up my butt. And she said, well, it'll fit because your head's been up there the last 3 months. Lou, I have a message from Texas. It says, don't mess with Texas, Lou. Those Astros are going to kick some butt, take some names, I'm telling you right now.
Okay. Lou's gone, but we'll make sure we definitely tell Kirby say. But Kirby, what say you on the football this week? It was so good. I was so happy being correct with even if it's just for this week, being correct on Taylor Heineke and the motivation that this young man would bring to the team that Carson Wentz wasn't.
Yeah, but I tell the first quarter, I was sitting there thinking, "How you better start warming up, because Heineke's thinking up the plays." But and I'm, you know, you have to admit that the Packers did have some drop passes and stuff, which probably cost them the game. And the Packers had a lot more penalties than they normally do, and we didn't have as many penalties as we normally have. So I think we won one that, you know, we probably should have lost, and we won.
We lost a couple.
We should have won.
Kirby, yeah. Watch your mouth. Because what should have happened. All that should have happened, okay? I don't want to hear, oh, they dropped the ball. Oh, we didn't get calls. Washington, at the end of the day, Washington put their pads on, stepped on that field, and outplayed Green Bay. That's all it was.
That's true.
Don't try to digest it.
That's true.
Yeah, Kirby, you don't
leave Aaron Rodgers. You don't leave Aaron Rodgers 38 seconds. And you only up 2 points.
Maybe the old but this new Rodgers, you can leave him a minute 38 seconds, and he won't do nothing
That's your question, though, Kirby. You ain't gonna get no credit to the special teams, though. The special teams played
good.
The secondary, they played lockdown defense.
They did.
You know what I'm saying? They got to drop passes, but
Trent,
they locked down.
And Trent weighs a weapon. That's what Trent
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what?
Plus, Dan Snyder told the owner that he had some news on it. He had the good information on it. He was going
to
tell it.
Hey, listen. Let me say this to you Washington fans, all right? Let me say this to all Washington fans. The last thing Washington needs is you guys hating on us, okay? We got enough haters without you. You see that your team does something good, you should be able to accept and appreciate that. Not break it down to, well, if this wouldn't have happened, that wouldn't have happened. And if this wouldn't have happened, that wouldn't have happened. Listen, what happened is Washington won the day. That's what happened.
That's right. Because it's every week you can say that about
I'm
every game.
Kirby. Hey, we won the game.
That's right.
We won the game. And look,
you know what? We're going to beat the Colts, too.
Oh, man. I don't believe you believe that, Kirby.
I do believe that.
And y'all believe. Y'all laughing. I'm hurt. I thought Kirby would be never, ever be that fan. I thought Kirby would never be that fan. And Kirby done out. Hey, listen. You better go back to the VA and tell them to put that old blue back in, man. So this new shit is mizzle, ain't working.
Flag on the field, Kirby.
Yeah, it's a flag. With a 25-yard penalty.
Well, I'm gonna throw the red challenge flag out there on your ass. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
I never, ever would have thought in my life I would hear Kirby after Washington play a game as they did say we would have lost if they didn't do this and if they did. Man, who the hell cares about what they didn't do? I'm glad they didn't do. Come on, Marcus. Let's hear your part, too, Marcus.
We're looking at a team that gets the first and goal to go against the Titans with 28 seconds left.
Oh, why are we talking about old stuff?
We don't run the ball. We're going to get 1 yard with our running game.
Well, let's go in the street.
Kool-Aid ain't going to get sweet with old sugar, Kirby. Your Kool-Aid ain't going to get sweet using old sugar, man. Get you some brand new sugar, man.
We're on a two-game winning streak, man. Hold up, man. Keep
what's
this
up,
train rolling.
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
What's up with you? What it do? And I'm going to tell you something, man.
What's up, Mark?
You know me. I am a realist. And I will tell you about my team if they ain't right. But this is the but. This week, they had a new quarterback in the center, and they played different. They took the training wheels
right.
off of him. He was able to audible out. He was able to motivate the offense and motivate the defense. The whole team was clicked. And you saw development, something that we didn't see the whole time in the offensive line. And when the offensive line failed, he did what quarterbacks supposed to do, which is step up in the pocket. He is an elusive quarterback. Does he have some faults? Yes, he did. But when you judge the first quarter, you judge in the first quarter off somebody that ain't getting no live snaps because they were so hell-bent in making sure Wentz was ready with no O-line. He just got you. So from the standpoint of Heineke and the game, I can't take nothing away from him because he had everybody hyped. Everybody, the whole stadium. Mm-hmm. So what Kel said about Heineke, I gotta give him flowers for. But I'm talking about this week. I ain't finna talk about next week.
we're gonna beat the Colts.
All we could talk about is to touch on that for one moment. Did you guys see when after Terry McLaurin caught that touchdown and the man reacted as if he had just touched God, the hem of God's garment? I'm serious. I have never, not with Alex Smith, not with Taylor Heineke, and not with Carson Wentz, seen Terry McLaurin react like he did after he caught that touchdown. And it got to the point where I was like, dang, they just going to keep the camera on him. They going to follow him. And then I was like, hey, man, show that energy that was never shown while Carson Wentz was the quarterback. Show that bravado that you never showed. Maybe Ron Rivera will get it through his skull that we wasted money going to get Carson Wentz, number one. We could have used that money on the offensive line.
That's real.
Set an offensive line in play for the man who has proven over the last 3 years that he can be the answer. He can be the guy. I'm telling you, it was a different energy everywhere. Everywhere with the fan base. And the thing about it that's funny, it was more Green Bay fans than Washington fans at times, it seemed like there. But you didn't hear Green Bay. You didn't hear Green Bay. You heard Washington. You heard Washington fans making their voice loud and clear, you know? And I'm telling you, we saw this weekend the importance of one player. Carson Wentz showed how important it is for him to be the quarterback of this team. These guys believe in him. These guys support him. They see his struggle in that locker room. They know what he goes through. Every season is over, and, okay, we're going to go get this guy. Oh, Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick played a quarter. We got to get Carson Wentz. Okay, you go get Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz lasted 5 1/4 games. Come on, man. What does this man have to do for you guys to believe in him? Because he believes in himself.
What's that? You know what's you know what's real? Something you said. The truth of the matter is, if they had faith in Heineke, they still would have got Sam Howell and not had to spend all that money. They still would have got Sam Howell.
I'm cool with the Sam Howell pick. He was
a steal.
I'm
saying
is, cool with that pick.
But yeah, but what I'm saying is, they still would have got him. You know what I'm saying? He still would have failed to us regardless.
Right, right.
And we'd have still had $30-something million in our pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Still had money to go towards this putrid offensive line. And it was funny to me, the commentators, Mike Johnson, ex-Cowboy player, wanted to talk about Green Bay's offensive line and how it's a patchwork line and they're pieced together and this and that and the third. And then the other, I forgot the other commentator name, but he said, well, this Washington line is patched together too. This Washington line is, you know, they really haven't, you know, taken advantage of their playing time this season. He said they're doing good in this game, but for the most part, they weren't doing good. And a lot of their doing good was all about Taylor Heineke reestablishing that pocket.
Mm-hmm.
All about Taylor Heineke stepping up when he needed to, running to the right, to the left. I'm just saying, man. It's plain and simple. You look at this team and how they play. Taylor Heineke is the better option. He's the better option for our team, man.
Marcus, you got the last word.
I got the last word?
Yes, sir.
What that mean?
Close the show out, bro.
That's
what you Hey, I don't know what that means. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
it's okay.
Everybody,
we
man.
Need to help you.
Everybody, I'm happy to be on the call. I'm sorry I couldn't have made it earlier. But look, from me to you, man, peace and blessings. Everybody on the corner, we love you. Make sure you tell somebody. Don't just tell them. Show them that you love them. Somebody in your family, somebody you ain't called yesterday, today, it's been a minute. Make sure you pick up the phone and call them and just tell them you love them.
Good job.
That's it.
Good job. Thank you for that last word. That was amazing. So listen, you guys, Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here at Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner at Instagram at Kale's Corner and at Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. Love who you love. And even if you don't like them, love them anyway, just from a distance. And you guys, get those health checks in. Do it, you guys. Get checked out. Top and bottom, from the top to the bottom. Kale, you have the last word.
If you love them, they should already know. If you love them, they should already know. We'll be at y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. You guys make sure that you're ready to go, have your picks together, and we'll get up with y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. for our Thursday, Friday edition. Stay safe.
Yo, uptown, bang one from the crane. Bang one from the crane. Bang one from the crane. Yo, that game run from the crane. Ooh. 501.
We ain't turned smoking loose yet.
A fool. Huh? Party with me, fool.
ain't real.